This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are out of plays to get rid of President Trump, so they reach into the bottom of the barrel. Now, the bottom of the barrel is empty because they've tried it on everything. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, where we break down the political happenings with the smooth stylings of myself. love that you're here. Helping us sort of work through this. We work through it together because you know what? You're pretty bright yourselves. Here's what I'm going to tell you, and you already know this. Democrats would love to see millions of Americans die from the coronavirus just so they could blame Donald Trump. You know it. I don't have to tell you this. You've already made that, you know, you've come to that conclusion on your own. Because, look, when I heard there's a potential virus, it might be a bioweapon made by the Chinese, my heart goes out first to the Chinese people. How did it happen? Why are they dying? Then my second thing is, holy cow, how are you going to contain it? I didn't think politically. I didn't think of who to blame, because if there was anybody to blame, it would be the Chinese. Oh, it's Donald Trump's fault that the Chinese let some potential biohazard out in the Wuhan province, and then people got on planes and got distributed all around the world, because we are a global world, right? That's what we do. We fly around and visit each other's country. I had planned a trip to China. I'm not even exaggerating this. I'm so glad I didn't go ahead with this trip. I was planning a trip to China. I'd probably be stuck over there right now. So anyway, it's not Trump's fault that it escaped. It's not Trump's fault that people got on planes and they didn't know that it could incubate for 14 days and you didn't even know about it. But you know what America, these American leftists want you to believe? It's Donald Trump's fault. He didn't do enough. Oh, he took money away from the CDC. He cut the budget by 9%. That's what did it. A bloated government that we run, that you could lop off 30% of any organization within the government and they wouldn't even miss the money, but it's 9%. Oh, they cut the budget. That's what he did. He fired some people. That would have stopped it. That would have stopped all these people from being on planes. That would have stopped China from releasing this potential biohazard, bioweapon, because Donald Trump cut the CDC budget. That's what did it. You know, by the way, those 2 or 3 or 10 scientists who were cut, they would have been the salvation. How have we survived? There ain't no hope. These people, they're out there just floating around. They're not part of the CDC, so how could they possibly help us now? Yep. Admit it, Democrats. You want to see millions of people die because you have Trump derangement syndrome. You don't like this guy, so you don't care what the consequences are. And let me tell you something, folks. If the Democrats could weaponize a coronavirus to only attack conservatives, they would do it in a heartbeat. People in Hollywood would be saying, you know what I did the other day? I sprinkled some of that coronavirus into a conservative friend of mine's tea. They'd be bragging about how they were killing us off. How many did you get this week? How many did you get? Don't even get mad at me for telling you the truth about the left. Let me tell you what you think. You are concerned. I hope you're not getting hyped up about it. I said this about it. I said this isn't your normal virus. This isn't some virus that, you know, some deep, dark region of the Gobi Desert or whatever. Somebody came and went, oh, geez. I've never been to the big city, and they gave a bunch of people in Wuhan the virus. Something is strange about this virus. Something is. So that was my warning to you, was don't treat it like the regular virus. But it did get me thinking about some of these guys, some of these viruses that occur and when they occur. Because it's funny, they're only pandemics, it seems like, under Democrats. Ebola was downplayed by the left. When it was there was an outbreak, people were getting sick all throughout America. We had cases in America. Democrats, there's nothing to worry about, nothing to be concerned about. It turns out it really wasn't. I was concerned because I heard that they were letting people walk around infected and shipping them off to El Paso and stuff, and it was all true, but we maintained it. We contained it, okay? The Democrats say, that Donald Trump and what he did to the CDC, he's the reason you're at risk. Because a few people got laid off. And hey, here's a question. What if it is just something like the flu? I'm hearing the flu kills more people than coronavirus has so far, and we deal with the flu every year. I don't know if that's true or not. Look, I'm no virologist. I'm no immunologist or whatever gist is needed, but I am a realist. I said that this coronavirus was different. I don't know how many people it's ultimately going to kill. I don't know what the spread is. You're hearing that we have, we had a case in America and we solved it. I'm hearing even that we have a vaccine. I would be curious as to how we could have a vaccine for a virus that's just relatively new. How good is this new? You know, either we're really good at solving these riddles now that we can, map the genome, or maybe this is just a ploy. I don't know. The Democrats seem to be trying to weaponize this bit of information about the coronavirus. A person tweeted this. Now it's all making sense. Pelosi visiting Chinatown yesterday. San Francisco declaring a state of emergency now with no cases, but not for the homeless crisis. By any means necessary to hurt and win against 45. So San Francisco wants a state of emergency, and they don't have a single case in the city of coronavirus. The same is true of L.A. L.A. has outbreaks of hepatitis C, but they have asked for no special money for that. They've got homeless people spreading all kinds of pathogens, and I'm not dumping on the homeless, but it's just the truth. They're spreading all kinds of pathogens. L.A.'s not asking for anything about that. An illegal population, biggest in California, they believe it gives California 9 congressional seats that they shouldn't have. And they're bringing in who knows what into the city, into all these cities in California, into the state as a whole. And no California's asked for a state of emergency on the illegals. And what about the swamp rats in D.C.? What diseases do they carry? Besides leftism, we know they carry that. But what are these rats carrying around? Besides their black books. Anyway, it's fun to watch this stuff because, as a concerned citizen that just wants everybody to be healthy and I want people in China to survive, I don't get this politicization of everything that happens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Which addresses the need for the professionals to be in place. The president let go a couple of years ago, never replaced them. This is shameful. Puts forth a proposal now that is meager, anemic in terms of addressing. With Ebola, we did $5 billion. Now they're trying to take the Ebola money and spend it here. So what he's doing is late, too late, anemic. Hopefully we can make up for the loss of time.
That was Nancy Pelosi blaming your president and their president, President Trump, for the coronavirus. You would think that President Trump worked in the Wuhan lab where the coronavirus was spread, and that leaker Adam Schiff came in behind him and said, "What's that vial that's sitting on the president's desk?" Welcome to back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. The coronavirus, it's all Donald Trump's fault. We all know it. Everything is Trump's fault. And Nancy Pelosi implies, well, it's those people he fired at the CDC, and he's not asking for enough funding. Trump can't. Trump says, give us $2.5 billion, we'll fix it. That's not enough. Leave it to leftists to go, that's not enough. Throw some more money at it. Throw some more money at it. Trump's like, if I need more, good to know I have it, but I probably don't need it. Let's just do what we've been doing. And then he comes out and he says, hey, look, here's a really interesting way how you can stop the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Somebody sneezes, get away. You know, stay out of big crowds. There's a lot of common sense things. If there's a flu epidemic, we say the same thing, right? Democrats want you to believe the sky is falling. And it's all Trump's fault. And before you get all mad at him, understand this. It's backfiring. You don't believe it. You have enough common sense to know Donald Trump is not responsible for coronavirus. The Chinese are. If there's any devastation, so to speak, to the American economy, it isn't Trump's fault. Oh, those two or three people that no longer work at the CDC. What if 20 people? Who cares? They no longer work. That's the reason. It's ridiculous. And let me tell you, unlike third world countries and some of these countries that where it is spreading to whatever degree, the United States will be on top of it. If there's anybody I'd rather have in charge for this, it's definitely President Trump. Democrats couldn't even build a website for health care. They spent billions of dollars to build a website, but they want you to believe they would have had a handle on the coronavirus. There is not a Democrat, well, I shouldn't say that. I haven't heard all the Democrat candidates, but pretty much the majority of them have said, Donald Trump's response to the coronavirus, I heard Warren, is pathetic. It's anemic. They're using those words. Pathetic and anemic. And the media, oh my God, they're eating it up. The media love it.
So, with Press Secretary for the White House, please explain to us this coronavirus thing, and what are you doing, and how are you doing it? And it's all the questions they want to throw at the president. And they're hoping that the panic it will create is going to make people go, oh my gosh, oh my God, what are we going to do? We can't vote for Trump. He can't handle the coronavirus. Pete Buttigieg, he's not going to show up to his Florida rally. Or he didn't show up to it. I don't know what date it was. Because he has a cold. And I said, maybe he's got the coronavirus. He's just being safe. He doesn't want to give it to everybody else except his boyfriend or his male companion. Not his husband. His male companion. Let me tell you why Buttigieg really doesn't want to show up in Florida. It's because he's been found out to be a plagiarist. Plagiarist Buttigieg. I don't know if you guys have heard this clip that's going around where Buttigieg essentially uses Barack Obama's speeches. Let's play that before I get back to this coronavirus thing.
A two-bit mayor from South Bend, Indiana, with a lousy track record, running for president of the United States, caught plagiarizing Barack Obama. That is how bad the Democrats' field really is. Watch.
I recognize that there is a certain presumptuousness in this. A certain audacity to this announcement.
I recognize the audacity of doing this as a Midwestern millennial mayor.
In church basements and in our schools.
Reaching into church basements and barbershops, into universities.
Light shining as a beacon to the world.
The country we love shines as a beacon around the world.
One voice can change a room. And if the voice can change a room, it can change a city. And if it can change a city, it can change a state. And if it can change a state, it can change a nation.
And if we can light up a neighborhood, then we can light up a city. And if we can light up a city, we can light up this whole country.
Yeah, that's the guy the Dems are pinning their hopes on.
Pretty uncanny how close he matches to Barack Obama. And by the way, same mannerisms. Same mannerisms. This dude is studying Barack Obama, and he thinks that's going to get him through. Hey, Pete, black will get you through because it was a novelty. LGBTQ plus ain't going to get you through because it ain't that big of a novelty. Not to mention Barack Obama, well, he was kind of gay himself. Anyway, I'm going to get back to this coronavirus. So my point is Pete doesn't want to show up because he's got to build a whole new strategy. That where, guess what? Pete's going to have to write his own speeches.
Pete Buttigieg is actually going to have to give you policy positions and defend them based on what he did in South Bend, Indiana. And the problem that he's got there is he didn't do very good in South Bend, Indiana. But let's go back to the coronavirus. Democrats can't build a website, Obamacare. They can't run a small-town caucus in Iowa so that they can count the votes. But they do know how to fight pandemics. Yeah, even pandemics that don't exist, like global climate change, they're going to take your money to fight this big pandemic, right? I mean, look how far ahead of the game these Democrats and leftists have been for decades. Global warming, global cooling, global this. So they just decided, you know what? Let's make it easy on ourselves so we don't have to keep backtracking that it isn't. We're not in a freezing time. We're not in a thawing time. But let's just call it global climate change. That'll take care of it all. Pandemic. If we don't do something today, what's going to happen? The same thing is going to happen with the coronavirus or whatever else. But let me just warn you, folks. At some point, there is going to come a virus or something that wipes people out. The earth is probably going to purge itself of the weak among us. And that's how civilizations evolve. That's how organisms evolve. We're probably going to get some kind of a purge. That's the way it is. Anyway, as far as climate change goes, these knuckleheads on the left hitched their wagons and your fortunes to the 17-year-old autistic girl from Scandinavia, right? That's how confident they are about what they are, what their thoughts are. But they can handle pandemics. They can't even raise their own children. And yet, they're obsessed with pandemics. Not long ago, let me just remind you, before this pandemic and all the other things, they wanted Trump's taxes. What happened to getting Trump's taxes? Suddenly that's no longer in vogue? Maybe they figured out there's no there. Well, we got a little bit of time to think about this during the break. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says schools might temporarily close because of the coronavirus in the United States.
Are you going to see some schools shut down?
Probably. May you see impacts on public transportation? Sure, but we do this. We know how to handle this. That's the message you try and get out. Yeah. There are professionals who know how to handle this. There's professionals handling it, and we're going to do the very best that we can.
Mulvaney speaking at CPAC just outside of Washington, D.C. On Friday, the House is voting on a bill aimed at curbing tobacco use among teens. This includes vaping. During a Capitol Hill event, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reprimands tobacco manufacturers for trying to appeal to teens.
What is happening with this appeal to children, trying to addict them to tobacco as a real assault on the health and well-being of America's children.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Pandora's Box. That's what's been opened up, everybody. Pandora's Box. And it's feminists who did it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. I always told you guys, I don't care what the issue is. It could be black issues, white issues. It could be LGBT. It could be female, feminist, gender issues. I don't care. I'm going to call it the way I see it. And I've been trying to save women. Trying to save them. Not like Harvey Weinstein, who said, I've done a lot for women. Yeah, you have, Harv. But I'm talking about really legitimately telling women, look at yourselves, look at what you're trying to become when you say, I want to become a man, and ask yourself, is this really what you want to do? You have the world by the string. The problem is, you're letting feminists, a very small group of women, who have a chip on their shoulder, who apparently want penises, and these are the women running you. When in fact, if you are smart women, you will realize you rule the world. Oh boy. I told you guys years ago, when you would always say to me, Kevin, I wish I could say the things that you say, but I'm not black. And I go, well, using that logic, I should be wishing I was a woman so I could say the things to protect men. In this society of misandrous women who hate men, I got to keep my mouth shut. Well, guess what? I don't keep my mouth shut because these stupid misandrous, these male haters, these feminists that, you know, again, I don't have a problem with somebody saying, Kevin, I want people to recognize the world from a woman's point of view. I agree with you. Smart men in relationships listen to their significant others, smart heterosexual, a.k.a. not gay men, who listen to their others. They learn a lot about themselves. I happen to be one of them. I will tell you, I was a distorted youth, you know, from a patriarchal society, grown up black where, you know, I've watched men abuse women and things like this in multiple ways. I'm not talking about just physical abuse. I'm talking mental abuse. And other ways that you just go, you know, or even derogatory, where you go, why would you say this? Why would you talk about women like this? We all, many of us grew up that way. In the black culture, I think, poor black culture, it can be even worse because you're not getting good role models. You don't have good fathers that teach you to respect women in ways. Now, I was fortunate. I was raised by my grandparents, my grandfather. You know, God bless him, he didn't teach me how to respect women like by sitting me down, but he certainly taught me how to respect women by what he did for my grandmother and things like that. And I still had a lot to learn, because after I lost my mother, I didn't really give a crap about anybody. So we all have a lot to learn.
But what feminists have done is they've destroyed the good guy, the guy that says, I will open a door for you, not because you're weak, but because I defer to you. I see you as better than I am. I mean, that's literally what men, I mean, that's what we feel. When I open a door for a woman or treat her with her, it's like I'm saying, you know what, I defer to you, carrier of mankind, in your womb. That's what I do. I understand the sacrifices you have made on behalf of mankind. I defer. Oh, no, you don't. You don't know what it's like to carry a baby. You don't. You would never know. And that's why we are just as strong. And then, whatever. And then it boiled into, oh, well, we don't get paid as much. And we don't do this or that. Really? So it's like the Holly weirdos going, I don't get my Oscar. After doing something spectacular, something that I really love to do. I mean, most women, I love motherhood. It's rare to meet a woman that goes, I hated motherhood. And you know what? If something happened to my kid, I wouldn't care. If you hit my baby, I wouldn't care. Said very few women, besides these leftists that'll drive their kids into the lake, you know, in order to find a new boyfriend. Most women adore their children. They are so happy they could have them. How many women do you know that can't have kids that go, God, I so wish I could have a child? I mean, it's hard. I know men that want to have babies. Like they're like, yeah, I'd love to have a kid. You know, if I can have a kid, you know, when I get married, I have a kid. But guys don't long. It's not like we sit around longing for kids. But there's a difference. And so the whole point of this is when I talk about feminism, when I talk about women who are willing to bring people down because they, all for the sake of femininity, if you would, or womankind, like the Blasey Fords, which I will repeat, is a lying skank. And I told you guys, I said, if I'm going to get any grief in my life, it will be because I'm talking about the cause of feminism, not because I hate women. Not because I don't adore what they do, but I do realize the differences. And I realize a good woman from a bad woman, and I'm willing to say it. And that's what I did. And I stood on principle, and many of the people who still follow me, they way to go, Kev. Now, it comes up all the time. Ask me if I care. I was at a meeting the other night. Some guy goes, yeah, you still think women are lying skanks? I go, yeah, some of them are. You're doggone right I still do, Ace. What else? Is that all you got? So now guess what? Feminists, women who are competitive, who believe in the meritocracy of what they do, you know what they're... Oh my gosh, now all these trans men are coming over and competing against us. I warned you. I told you, oh, you want to make it fair, right? You want to be part of the LGBTQ community. And it's all going to be good. Well, it isn't. Because as soon as you start, oh, you know what? We're all this and we can be whatever we want to be. Well, what let me tell you what the next step is. You've got trans men who are now competing against women in the Olympics. And these feminists like the soccer player and all of them, guess what's going to happen when these people that have higher testosterone still coursing through their bodies because they are biological men start competing in your events. Your records are gone. It's over. There will be no more female athletics. Really? Title 9, what is it? Title 9, Title 10, whatever it is in college that says women need to compete at the same level as men. Okay, great. So what we're going to have is a men's league and a semi-men's league. That's what we're going to have, because you will dominate nothing, women. Nothing. And then let me tell you what's going to happen next. They're going to dominate your beauty pageants. It's already happening. Oh, we have our first trans Miss Universe or whatever. I'm not making this stuff up. It's already happening. Then you know what next is going to happen? You're going to have men declaring themselves to be women so they can compete as women. You're going to have men declaring themselves to be women so they can go to the women's prison, because it's already happened. This is the what leftism does, is it figures out a way to corrupt nature, the very nature of things. And you know where all this would end? if they said, if you are a trans man or woman, that's it. You cannot compete as a woman. But you know what? The left, no, we can't not accept that they're women. They say that trans women have to be treated as if they have periods and, you know, and they can have baby. I mean, we have to treat them as if they're truly women. It's ridiculous. But it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch leftism spiral in on itself. It's fun to watch these people that create these scenarios that have no way to win. No way. Women said, let's bring these people in. You got to treat them fair. They got to treat them like they're real women. You got to use the right pronouns or I'll put you in jail or, you know, a host of other things. They force your hand and all this, and then it goes back to bite the hand that fed it. So now, women in the UFC, you know, I remember Ronda Rousey, like the first fighter, the first boxer, Gina Carano or whatever, and then she goes in the UFC. Very feminine looking woman, beautiful girl, honestly, very beautiful girl. And then she runs into some chick that looks like, I mean, her name is Cyborg. She looks, I mean, she's all, she, I guess she's a woman because she got her butt kicked recently. But long story short, she runs into a buzzsaw. And guess what? Cyborg, who beat Carano, she's going to run into a buzzsaw. She got beaten by a I'm going to use my finger quotes because I don't know if it was a woman. But the point is, these athletes that are now becoming trans, they are dominating these women in everything. Track and field, boxing, all these things. It was like a Jackie Robinson breakthrough for women to do is no longer going to be a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough now for the trans community to go kick some butt with these women's sports. It doesn't go the other way. I know there is an athlete who's a woman who's now competing as a man, and they're saying, you know, he is now going to do well. Good luck with that. Maybe she will, maybe she won't. But I'm going to tell you this, it's generally not going to go that way. It's feminists shooting themselves in the foot, and then they want to be mad at us when we're sounding the alarm bell. I'm saying, guys, look, draw the line. Use some sanity in what you're trying to depict here, because if you're trying to make a point to the rest of the world,
this
they're not
the
getting
Kevin
it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So much in the news cycle, we hadn't gotten to this particular story, but it's a story that has deep ramifications, if you will, in the social fabric of America. And it has to do with the Boy Scouts, or the insert gender here Scouts. Because the former organization known as the Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy, and I think it's a pretty fitting thing to occur in the time of leftism run rampant in America. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I went to Boy Scouts when I was a kid, lived out in the country. My grandmother took me there, got the little thick book I think I got a used book. Somebody gave me one. One of my buddies said I got an old one because he had the newer one. So I got his book, and I loved it. I loved looking at, you know, how to tie knots, how to recognize flora, and all that. Problem was, I lived in the country, and all the meetings were in town. They were in the evening, and it was a real hassle for my grandparents to have to take me back and forth. So I probably went to, I'm going to say, 4 sessions. But I would try to work in the workbook and do the things to earn my merit badges, and some merit badges were more difficult than others. And keep in mind, I was technically learning merit badges just by being a kid growing up in the country, because I'd go out and I'd scout. I lived on a 25,000 acre ranch. When I got home, my grandparents just said, "See ya." And I scouted that place. I was like Lewis and Clark. I knew every road, where it led, how it came back. I knew it all. Me and my brother drove every road on that ranch. We knew exactly where they came out. Keep in mind, these are dirt roads. There are no signs going, "Main road here." You just got to figure it out. You're looking at the mountains. I knew what was north from south by where the moss was growing, where the sun rose, where it's... I knew it all. And, yeah, I don't know about knots, but I tied fishing knots. I tied knots to anchor boats. I mean, I didn't have anything official, but I was a Boy Scout. And I was lured by it. I liked it. I went to one camp out. That was it. They said, "You're going to be a camp out." It was no different than what I did at the ranch. I camped out all the time. Me and my brother, family, friends, we camped out all the time. Set trot lines, went fishing. I could identify fish. I could identify flora. Not all of it. I certainly wasn't an Eagle Scout, but I was a good, I had all the makings of a scout, and I loved it. I watched this show called Naked and Afraid, where I think about, I wish I'd stayed in scouts so I'd know what these plants, you know, and that you can get water out of this vine, or, you know, how do you get fresh water when you're next to a nasty water source, and so on and so forth. Stuff that you could need to know for survival. There's always been a bit of a prepper or live off the land type with me. Maybe it's because my grandparents, when we got ready to eat, my grandmother would say, "Go out there into the garden and get me an onion and some peppers and some greens." And I would go outside and pick it. It was crazy. A big part of the year, we ate what we grew. We killed what we ate in deer and other animals. And that's why I love it. And Boy Scouts taught that. But then they got infiltrated. Pedophiles. I don't know how long pedophiles have been in the Boy Scouts, probably since its inception. But I'll tell you this, nobody ever approached me in Boy Scouts. I never heard of anybody being approached by a pedophile in Boy Scouts the little bit of time I spent there. I'm in a little town where I knew every kid that was in Scouts. Nobody ever complained. We went on campouts, nothing. Set trot lines, fish, and it roasted, you know, stuff on the fire at the campfire, blah, blah, blah. We did what Boy Scouts do. Camaraderie amongst young boys who were going to grow into men. I don't know whether some were gay, straight, as we say, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. All I know, my friends were in it. It was a good way for us to be out in nature, which I happen to love. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Now, the pedos won't have the hunting ground for little boys anymore. They're going to be relegated to the schools and stealing kids off the street. Because with the shutout of the Boy Scouts, these pedophiles got to find a new place to hunt. I have no idea, folks, when the Boy Scouts got penetrated, pun intended. But what began as an organization that taught boys to become men became a tool of leftism. And the leftism is, how dare you have a Boy Scouts? Now, what's funny, I think the Girl Scouts are doing fine. They still sell their cookies. Some of them even grow up to sell their cookies later in life. But they still sell their cookies, and they seem to be doing okay. But the Boy Scouts is now filing for bankruptcy. Leftists infiltrated this organization, I believe, with pedophiles with the intent of destroying it. Now, I know that sounds crazy because here's pedophiles getting to get into an organization of boys. They got a prime hunting ground, and they destroy it. But that's what leftists do. They destroy the things that they really like, like buggering little boys. They love destroying institutions, and another institution is likely gone. So let me give you a little bit of a history of the Boy Scouts. In 1910, the Boy Scouts was founded for boys and male leaders. It was an organization that was to take men and teach them and have them teach boys how to become leaders in their communities. And the reason they did this was because we had an agrarian society, and people in the 1910s, you fended for yourselves. It was an organization needed so little boys knew how to grow up and take care of their families and what they thought would be the type of society these kids would grow up in. Great stuff. In fact, what many parents go, we got to get our kids out into the do ranches and see where plants grow, you know, and things like this. You ever been to a pumpkin patch or some place where they grow oranges or apples and orchard or, you know, strawberries or whatever? We go quite often. It's kids need to see how things grow. Oh, apples grow on trees, strawberries grow on the ground. Wow, cool. A pumpkin patch and other gourds and why they're part of the gourd family and so on and so forth. So anyway, 1910 through the 1980s, the Boy Scouts are just cruising along, making all these Eagle Scouts becoming leaders within the world community. In 1980s, they sued to include women as scoutmasters. Then, fast forward to 2013, the Boy Scouts ended its ban on homosexual scouts. Now, I don't have a problem with women or gay people being, you know, part of the community in any way. But if it's Boy Scouts and you're teaching young boys to become men, homosexuals are not very good at teaching boys to become men. Not in my book. Women are not very good at teaching boys how to become men. Not the way I define it. Now, I know the gay lobby is going to get this and go, oh, Kevin, you know, I know how to be a man. No, you don't. No, you don't. You know how to be a gay man. You don't know how to be a man. Boy Scouts was not set up for gay men. It was set up to teach boys how to become men. Now, if you want to have an organization that says, we're going to teach young boys how to become heterosexual men, and but fine, I don't have a problem. I mean, I don't get it. I don't know why you would do that, but if that's the organization charter, fine. If people want to put their kids into that organization, fine. I wouldn't. Anyway, 2015, they ended their ban on homosexual. Well, 2013, they ended the ban on homosexual scouts. 2015, they ended the ban on homosexual scout masters. In 2016, they welcomed transgender scouts. I want you to understand how fast this occurred. From 1910 to 1980, the Boy Scouts represented what it was supposed to be, what you probably think of the Boy Scouts as. Starting in 2013, they ended their ban on homosexual scouts. 2 years later, they ended the ban on homosexual scout masters. 2016, a year later, they welcomed transgender scouts. And in 2020, filed for bankruptcy over sex abuse lawsuits. Can I give you a timeline of stupidity? Is there one better than that? Okay, so let's take boys who are being trained to be men by heterosexual men. And the first thing we do is let's let women come in. Because women are really good at teaching boys how to be men. It isn't enough that they got the Girl Scouts. No. But then, let's do this. Let's end our ban on homosexual scouts. Let's end our ban on homosexual scout masters. Let's welcome transgender. Let's make it all about gender issues. And then, in a few short years, 7 years, 2013 to 2020, organization gone. That is leftism at its finest.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.